Nothing that you want is upstream. Everything that you see around you, land, sky, rivers, buildings, and even people and animals, was thought vibration before it became the physical things you now observe. While most do not realize it, you're standing on the leading edge of thought. Further, you're so good at translating vibration through your senses of sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch that, for the most part, you are unaware of the translation process at all. It's just life, and you're living it. But if you can grasp the concept that everything that you see around you in manifested form was thought vibration first, and then thought form, and finally the manifestation as you see it now, the bigger picture of creation will begin to come into view for you. And then, not only will you have a clearer picture of how things that you call real-life experience come to be, but you will also feel the current from which all things come and upon which all things flow. What we mean when we say nothing that you want is upstream is that your desires, because you have already thought about them and asked for them, are already in the process of being created. In the same way that a round object will roll downhill of its own accord without needing an engine or added impetus from outside influences, your desires are, in a sense, easily and naturally rolling toward their own conclusions as well. Once your life has caused the creation of a desire, your work is done, and natural forces and laws will take over. The best way we have come to explain to you this pattern of natural evolution is in our analogy of the current of the river. Your every request, large or small, adds to the current of this river, and literally everything that you have ever asked for is downstream, where you can easily find it, experience it, possess it, or live it.